Hey, what's up, everybody? It's Jeff from the podcast. Hey, I've got a little explanation before the show starts. We had a little bit of a technical issue about halfway through the show where our memory card filled up, and we thought we were recording onto the laptop, but it wasn't. Not at all. It was going through the little microphone on the side, and so the audio was horrible. But I was able to salvage this hour and about 13 minutes of the show, so enjoy it. And I'm super bummed that we lost the last half, but at least we have this. So enjoy.
Out the slums of the motherfucking Northwest, making their way through the cities in the forest. Y'all now tuned to the Jeff and Greg podcast. Get this shit like a log from a dog's ass. So drink your box of cheap beer till you're so trash. You drop the laps and shit your pants, and that's a known fact. Greg might be on some magic mushroom, she got no class. So Jeff the pole is clean, and obviously he ain't got no gas. Go past the gold hash, cause laughs is in the forecast. More beer, get more smashed than clean talk at the doormat. Grab your popcorn, funny rings, and egg roll. Tell her spread and legs, so I love the Jeff and Greg show. From the IDA, ho, it'll help you with your day, bro. Hey, with your sponsor, Jeff is wider than that, yeah, yo. But rather than some Legos, got some crazy shit to say, though. Custom like their bosses took them off the fucking payroll. Some call it a grind, but we call it the sarcophagus. Comedy kings drinking beers and around just talking shit. Jeff and Greg snatching confidence, such your consciousness. Listen close and get off all these thoughts from this, I promise this.
Shit. Yeah. Go Cookie. Yeah. Get it. Yeah. Hit it.
Butthole.
Yeah,
stinky.
Stinky buttholes. What's up, everybody? We're back. This is the Jeff and Greg podcast coming at you live from Greybush Studios.
Studio.
Episode
175.
Woo! Yeah, baby. What's up, man?
Man, it's episode 175, dude.
Yeah.
That's what's up. 175. That's what's
up. I'm fired up. I'm fired all the way up tonight.
Are you fucking good? Out of a 10 out of 10?
12.
Damn.
Yeah.
On a scale of 0 to 10, you're at 12?
Mm-hmm.
Damn. That means you're fully hard.
Yeah.
Fully rock hard.
Yeah.
And ready for podcasting.
I'm 30 minutes away from calling the helpline because I've had an erection for 4 hours.
Fuck. Wow.
Yeah.
You know what they'll tell you? Get a hot ember and just put it right on your dick head.
They're like, hey, the only way to get rid of that boner is to get a third degree burn on the head of it. Come in and disfigure it forever.
Get a hot knife. It's always an Indian guy. Get a hot knife.
Let's hear it. Do your.
I don't have an Indian voice. I can't do it.
Oh, okay.
Duka duka mihamajiad knife.
Hello, my name is Brian.
My name is Jeff. Oh shit!
What I need you
actually?
To
they're like, get a hot screwdriver.
Oh.
And you got to like, heat it up in the.
They're like, unwind a coat hanger, lay it on the stovetop until it's red hot.
Get up.
Shove it right in your piss.
Make sure you have some tongs to handle this. Oh, yeah, right in your pee hole.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
That's the only way to do
it. It will look angry for a few days, but you'll be okay.
We're going to need you to leave it in, though.
Oh.
Or else you cauterize the hole shut. Like,
can you imagine?
Leave it in.
Imagine the smell. Imagine the scream.
Spray it down with Pam.
You imagine the imagine
so
the scream.
Stick. Of your dick skin screeching as it
all the cum that's in there just burning alive.
Oh, the dead babies.
Yeah, they're just.
Hey, Greg, we are really going hot tonight.
Episode 175.
Yeah, this is the episode with all the magic in it.
Yeah.
All the stank.
All the stank is stank.
Yeah, this is the one that should be on Patreon.
This is the one
we're giving it to y'all free.
That if it had a scratch and sniff, it'd smell like tuna.
Mm-hmm.
Like just, is that?
This one is not good.
Can we send this one back?
Like a can of tuna with a dent in it.
Yeah, kind of. I'll buy it anyway. You buy it from the discount store.
It's discounted.
Oh yeah. Then you realize it had a hole in it. And you open it up. And
all the juice leaked out a month ago and it's all moldy.
You're in the aisle and you smelled it, but you're like, I don't know if it's this one.
Did I ever tell you about when I bought that fucking beef jerky from Maverick?
Tell me about that.
I bought one of those those jerky sticks.
Yeah.
You know, it's like one single one, but it's like
pretty long. Like you open up the cap.
No. It's in the plastic where you like separate it at the top and you peel it out.
Yeah, okay.
And it's like a fucking jerky stick.
Right.
I feel like I've told this recently, but I can't remember. Went to Maverick one time and grabbed one.
Mm-hmm.
Just grabbed one out of their little tube.
Right.
You know, I'm hungry. Need me a stick of beef.
Yeah.
Who doesn't need a stick of beef
once in a while? You know what? If beef jerky wasn't a goddamn cost you an arm and a leg, I'd buy it all the time.
Why the fuck is it so expensive?
I don't know, but it's fucking ridiculous.
I went to grab one the other day, like one of those fucking, like not even like, what's the name brand? Slim Jim.
Yeah.
Not even a Slim Jim. It was like Jack Link's or something.
Oh, yeah.
One of the like lesser brands.
Right.
I went to grab one.
And to be honest, like around here, Slim Jim is the fucking bottom of the barrel one. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Around here. Because everybody does jerky around here.
Right. There's a lot of options. Anyway, I went to grab one. And as I was pulling it out of its sheath, I noticed that it was like $3.29. And I was like, fuck you.
Did you go?
I resheathed it. I was like, nah, not today, jerky.
Not today, you fucking piece of jerk. Yeah.
You ever see those like packs of jerky? It's like a 1 pound and they're like $17.99.
Oh, yeah.
Like, fuck your mom for that. Fuck you.
Yeah, I did.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. And then I go home and there's like fucking
teriyaki.
There's five packs of fucking Scotty's jerky there. And you're like, where the fuck did this come from? Oh, I ordered it off Amazon or whatever. And it's like, you look at the price, it's like 18 a bag. And you're like, we're never eating this. This is like gold. We could just send this. We could just trade this in when the depression hits.
We're gonna fucking put this in an air, those fucking bags that suck all the air out.
Yeah.
Just save it and use it for currency when the fucking zombies come.
When they come, it's like, here, you want a piece of drink? Oh, yeah, this is that good shit. This is that good shit. Yeah.
They'll give us all your ammo and canned goods.
Like, how about some Scotty's jerky? We've
got jerky.
They're like, oh shit, you got that? Damn, it's all right.
Teriyaki flavor.
Damn, all right. Fuck, dude.
And I've a seen, beaver pelt.
Okay, so around here, jerky's huge, but they have them in the. Especially. I'm sure they have them everywhere. I'm sure that it's like this everywhere, but they have like the packs of jerky. They're like not in like plastic, but it's just in like a. You unscrew the top and you can just pull out a piece of jerky. Yeah. And, I've seen some fucking moldy ass ones in those things. Like, damn.
Yeah, well, that's what my story is. I went to Maverick and I bought one of those.
Yeah, but yours was in plastic wrap.
Yeah, it was supposed to be like air sealed and like fucking, you know.
Yeah,
know
preserved.
Preserved. Yeah. But something that I'm guessing is that somewhere along that air sealed package, it was punctured at some point and some air. Some air got in there.
Yeah, and just did it wrong.
Now, I didn't examine the beef stick.
Right.
Until after I took a bite of it.
Oh, did you notice something right away?
Yeah, it was gray.
No, when you tasted it.
Did
it taste like sewage water?
Yeah, it was just fucking disgusting.
Ugh.
So my wife and I both grabbed the same one. We both got one.
Yeah.
And we were going to Jackson Hole, actually.
Yeah.
We stopped at the Maverick in Rexburg.
Right.
And I'm peeling mine open, and I'm like, isn't it supposed to be like a deep mahogany color? Mm-hmm. Like a nice, deep, you know what I'm saying? Like, oh, nice. That's nice, deep red.
Yeah.
Nice smoked jerky color.
Right.
Mine was sort of gray, like a corpse's dick.
And I was like, that's never a good sign, man.
I was like, yeah, it's probably all right. It's probably supposed to be like that.
Yeah.
You know?
Yep.
It's supposed to be like that.
That's a man. That's a desperate man right there.
And I was hungry.
Yeah.
And I fucking pull it open like a string cheese. Yeah. You know, it's just that kind of package.
Yeah.
Take a big old honky bite of it, just fucking, you know, all the way to the back of the throat, and then you bite down.
Yeah, that's definitely a honky bite right there.
It hits that gagger, and then and you bite it off.
Definitely, that's definitely a honky bite right there.
A honky bite. Yeah.
That was good.
I wait till my breakfast starts coming up, and then I bite down. I wait till I'm like,
that's perfect.
That's what I wanted. And I get a nice deep bite, right. Deep bite of it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I start chewing. I'm like, oh, this kind of tastes like fucking beets. Like, kind of tastes like soil.
Oh, dude, no. Like, yeah. Yeah, this tastes earthy.
I'm chewing it, and I look over, and my wife's like, yeah, this is good jerky. And I'm like, not really.
You're like spitting it under your hand.
This is not good. I think I spit it out the window, and I'm like, this is fucking not good.
Yeah.
And I look at it, and it's like, it's gray. It looks like
it's it looks completely like, fucking yeah, gray.
It looks like they found it in a culvert. Like it looks like it was found bound and gagged, nude and raped in a culvert.
They just sealed it up in a bag. Yeah. Like, hey, this is going to the evidence locker, and somehow like, it made it to a Maverick.
My wife's like, this is good jerky. And I'm like, yeah. Why are they different colors?
Did I get a different flavor?
Gray? Did I get like
corpse
dick gray? Like, and we realized that mine had been subject to some oxygen for some time,
right?
And it had turned.
They found it in a Florida swamp.
Yeah, they did a CSI episode about it. They did a CSI Miami episode about it.
Oh, shit.
It's a cold case file.
Yeah, they never found the bot. Yeah.
Jesus.
Oh, shit.
There's actually several true crime podcasts about it.
Hey, Sean Marie, hit this one up, baby. It is what it is. It is what it is, baby. Damn.
I got all the deets on that shit. It was fucking gross, bro. Once I realized what I was doing, I was like, oh, fuck. I got a rancid jerky, dude.
That has to be the fucking
so
worst.
So fucked up, man.
The only time I've ever... Okay, so...
And probably, then you're pissed because you're hungry.
Yeah, and like, you spent $3.
That jerky.
You spent $30 on a piece of jerky that was fucking rancid.
Yeah, man. Yeah,
that would piss me off, too. Yeah. That would piss me the fuck off.
I'm still obviously still mad about it.
No, you have a whole right to be super fucking mad about it. The only time I ever got anything that was rancid like that, and that it was free, and it was like drink at your own risk. The milk guy, he was buying back a bunch of milk or whatever.
I already know where this is
going. Yeah, and he's like, hey, you want some of this milk? It's only like one day out. I was like, oh yeah, fuck yeah, it's only one
plus
day
a year.
Yeah, it's like, oh fuck, why not? Anyway, it was like strawberry milk or something. They must have left it out of the cooler. And I took a big old fucking drink of that bitch, dude.
It's one day out, but they pulled it a week ago.
Yeah. I was like, whoo, this is, it was gross, dude.
Oh, man.
I was like, I'll never drink another, you know what? I was like, I'll never drink out-of-date milk again. And then I was telling that story to my kids yesterday. And they're like, you're drinking out-of-date milk right now. I was like, what? Like, I was like, yeah, it's like a week out. I was like, God damn it. I was all contradicting myself. Like, yeah, I never drink that shit. I'm making a point. And they're like, oh, yeah.
As you're pouring milk, you're like, I'll never fucking drink out of date milk again.
I'm just drinking the shit out of it.
You got a like, thick ass milk mustache.
I'm like, this is good.
Your kids are like, that went out of date on Wednesday.
Yeah. Fuck. Like, you're a fucking idiot. I'm like, cool. Sweet.
Still tastes good.
It doesn't taste like rancid beef jerky. That's good.
That's a bad thing.
Dude, I've never had that before, but I can only imagine.
Yeah. And then you're mad, bro. So that trip kind of fucking sucked because that was like...
It set the tone.
Yeah. Well, yeah. That was the stop before like the long drive, right?
Right, right.
I was like, let's get some snacky snacks and shit.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, oh, I need a beef jerky. And got some jerky.
Yeah.
Had a bad experience with it. And then we hit the pass
mm-hmm.
going from Driggs into Jackson Hole. And a fucking blizzard hit.
Holy shit.
And so we're driving our little car.
Yeah.
Over the fucking pass in the dark in a blizzard. It fucking sucked.
Wow, fuck that.
Yeah, man.
It's already hard enough to see.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you guys obviously made it there.
Mm-hmm.
And then the hotel was taken. The room. They're like, we have other rooms, but we can't have any of those. I know you reserved this one.
Actually, everything worked out just fine after that.
Oh, cool.
We got a little cabin.
Oh, right.
Little miniature little cabin.
Just guys, just chill and watch HBO Max.
We watch Skinamax. Huh. We watch softcore porn. It was girls grinding on a guy's stomach.
Like, oh wow, his dick's really high up there. Why are they grinding on his nipples? He must have fucking really big nipples. That's how Skinamax is.
It is.
It's so
they're like
stupid.
Supposed to be fucking, but yeah. she's like on his sternum. She's like, oh, yeah.
She's like heavy panting on his bicep. You're in the completely wrong area. You can actually see his dick. Like, oh wow, you're like not even on it.
It's soft and it's just flopping around.
It has a sticker on it. A smiley face. God, I love softcore porn. That was the best back in the day. And you couldn't get enough. You're like, oh shit, something's happening.
It got the job done.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, it did.
Yeah.
Yeah, boy.
And then the first time you fucked.
You're like, why aren't you on my stomach?
Why are you so low on my body? Why are you putting my dick in you?
This isn't what I'm used to. I can't. No, this isn't right.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Jesus age. Holy shit.
He would approve.
What were some of the Skinamax shows you remember?
I don't remember any titles or names or anything.
There was a series. Wasn't there a series? Like Taxi Cab Confessions was
one. Was on HBO. I remember Taxi Cab Confessions. There's Real Sex.
Oh, yeah.
Remember Real Sex?
Yeah.
And it went to like 27. Mm-hmm. Real Sex. And it was weird shit. It was like German people that like wear strap-ons and like...
Oh, yeah.
It's like just real weird
shit. It was like African tribes that like extend their dick with weights.
Yeah.
Like, oh, wow.
They like paint their bodies and then like... Yeah, it's weird ass shit.
Yeah, that was real sex, though.
Yeah, but it didn't anything, you know.
Oh, yeah, at that age?
It worked.
When you're like 14, you're like, ooh, real sex? 14?
We had, so if you're not a Idaho Falls local or a native, back in the day, we had a cable company called Teton Wireless.
Right.
And that's what the cable my parents had. We didn't have like whatever, like... It wasn't Cable One back then. I don't remember what it was. Yeah,
we had Cox Cable.
Cox, COX. I remember Cox.
Yeah, Cox Cable, bro. That's how you know it was good porn on there.
We had Cox in California.
Yeah, well, I bet you had Cox in California.
I remember Cox Cable.
Yeah.
COX.
Oh, of course.
Yeah, that'd be weird if it was COCKS.
Yeah, that would be
anyway,
weird.
Anyway, we had Teton Wireless, and it was one of those fucking cable providers that like really limited their shit. Like, we didn't have HBO, or we didn't have MTV. Like, they never had Comedy Central. They didn't have the channels that you wanted to have.
Right.
They had like the real basicest, the most basic shit. Did I say basicest? Yeah. They had the most basic channels.
They probably had like How to Become One with Jesus.
Probably.
Channel 40.
Yeah. they would fucking show the general conference.
Yeah.
But anyway,
on every channel.
We didn't have any of like the good stuff on there. It's really sucked. There's no MTV.
They have real TV.
Like back in the day, there's all the channels you really wanted to have.
Right.
But we figured out how like there was an HBO channel.
Right.
And so we figured out how to like when Real Sex or whatever would come on.
Real Sex. Real Sex.
Real Sex.
13.
Yeah. We figured out that if you put a blank tape in the VCR, while you put the TV on the scrambled HBO channel, you know, they just scrambled it.
Right.
I think I've told the story.
Yeah, you have.
But if you put a tape in and hit record, somehow your VCR would unscramble it. Fuck. So it would record it onto a tape and you could see it. Ish,
Yo.
Good enough.
You know, all I need to say. You know what? Where was your fucking MacGyver ass when I was your age, when I was that age? Where was your MacGyver ass at that age? My dude, I would have paid $1 million to have that information. I would have gave my fucking soul to know that. You know what I mean?
Believe me, once I figured that out, it was like...
I hope you did your part and spread the fucking word around. You know what I mean? Like, all your friends should know that as is fucking how you do it.
I should have told everybody.
You should have.
Yeah.
I would have died. I would have paid both my testicles to know that. If you could have made so much money.
If I could go back in time right now, there's a lot of things people say, like, if I could go back in time, I would do this. You know, mm-hmm, I'd like pick the fucking, I'd bet on the Super Bowl. And all, no, the only all those things. I would go back and I'd tell all my friends, mm-hmm, hey, bro, get a VHS tape.
Yeah.
Put it on HBO, yeah, and record it.
Why?
It'll unscramble it. Not perfect.
Right.
But enough.
Good enough.
Enough.
Fuck, yeah. I would have paid. Oh, my God. Everything. Mm-hmm. I would have gave you everything I had, which isn't much. But I would have gave you everything I had.
You'd make me open promises.
Yeah, if I could then. Go. Yeah. I would go back in time. You know what I'd do? I'd buy like 1 million Bitcoins and just hold on to them. God damn it, dude.
Yeah.
You know that how long that's been like a thing? For so long. When Joe Rogan was talking about it, it was like $11 a Bitcoin or whatever.
Oh, yeah. We talked about this last week. Yeah.
Oh, did we? I would have... Yeah. If I could go back in time, I would have bought every fucking Bitcoin in the world.
Yeah.
Every Bitcoin in the
world. I'd go back far enough that I would spend an entire paycheck on it.
Mm-hmm.
And then... Like, my wife would be like, what the fuck? We don't have any money to pay the house payment now.
Right.
Or any of the utilities. Shut up. Or the phone bill.
Shut up.
I'd be like, listen.
Yeah. Shut up.
This is going to pay off.
Yeah.
Eventually.
Yeah. Shut up.
Shh. It's going to be okay.
Then you would, like, come back into normal time and you'd be divorced from her anyway, so it wouldn't even matter.
She left a week later and took everything.
Except for the Bitcoins.
Except for the Bitcoins.
Yes, because it was only worth 9 cents of fucking Bitcoin.
Mm.
And now it's like fucking 42,000 of Bitcoin.
Yeah.
Jesus.
Yep.
Wow.
What do you do?
Just buy Bitcoin. Just buy one. Bitcoin.
One.
Just one and see what happens. Do you think it'll go up anymore?
Oh, yeah. I'm sure it will.
You think so?
Yeah. You know, it's probably like the...
You think it's safe to say...
It's probably like the stock market. It'll probably go up and down and up and down, but in the long run, it'll probably just...
Level out.
Keep going up. You know?
I like it. Yeah. I like the odds on that.
Sure, me too. Or it'll just turn into be a big gay piece of shit, and it'll just fucking...
Just crash?
Yeah.
That's what would happen if I bought it.
That's
right. That's exactly
That's what I want to see happen because we don't really have any.
Yeah. But it won't happen until you buy it. Mm. As soon as you buy it, then everybody's like, fucking sell. And then you're like, oh, damn it.
Yeah.
I'm going to hold on to it. See what happens.
So I spent a little bit of our because you can buy and sell crypto on Venmo.
Mm-hmm.
So I used a little bit of our Venmo money.
Right.
Not very much, but to invest a little bit in some Bitcoin and the... What's it, Ethereum?
Yeah.
And for a while, like, it was doing well. Like the money that I put in was, mm-hmm, like, doubled.
Oh, wow.
And I was like, oh, shit. And I was watching it every once in a while.
Mm-hmm.
And now we're, like, quite a bit down.
Right.
Quite a bit down.
But it's always been like that. It goes ups and down.
But it's not enough to even give a fuck about.
Yeah. The only reason, I think, one of the main reasons it went down and nobody gives a fuck is... Elon stopped taking Bitcoin for Teslas. So it went. You know?
Didn't he start his own thing, though?
I don't know. Did he? What did he start?
Yeah.
NFTs?
No. His own crypto.
Yeah, what was it called? E-currency?
What's it? Elon?
Elon?
I don't know. It's all fucking like Musky? Reading Chinese to me.
Musk? E Musk.
Musk sense.
Musk sense. It's called Muskrat. Oh, shit. What are you doing? You've been like checking your phone like every fucking 2 minutes. Do you got some shit going on? Some deep shit going on?
No, man.
Cool. That was a good answer. No, man. I'm just going to keep looking at my phone, though. Hey, mediocre show.
It's Dogecoin.
Dogecoin?
Yeah.
Oh, that's what he started?
Yeah.
He started Dogecoin?
Yep.
Oh. Well, that's not going anywhere. Definitely. Oh, Elon's backing Dogecoin now? Yeah. That's why he's not backing Bitcoin.
Right.
Because he started his own.
He started his own thing.
Yeah. Yeah.
But it's all good, bro.
We should start our own thing.
I'm buying a Tesla as soon as possible.
I already have one. I just bought it.
What?
Yeah, man.
I didn't know that.
I traded my car for a Tesla.
You just bought your car, barely.
And I traded it in for a Tesla.
Damn.
Because you know what?
What?
If they're going to pay me for mileage.
You should have, really should have got a Tesla. That'd be sick.
Yeah, they're $40,000, though.
That's a cheap one.
And I'm broke. Yo, drink that shit, baby. That's what I'm talking about.
What's up, Greg?
What's up, Jeff?
Episode 175.
We just coming in hot right now.
Right now. We're going to start it out right now.
This is how you do it, baby.
Yeah. How you feeling?
I feel great, man.
You have a good week?
I did have a great week. Good. I've been having great weeks for a while now.
That's awesome, bro. I'm proud of you.
I know.
Mine have been cock shit. For months. Cocky shit months.
I always feel bad for you.
You don't need to feel bad for me.
I do, though.
It's life,
bro. You're my boy.
It's life. You're my boy, Blue. It's all right. It's all good, man. I had a good week this week.
This yeah, week you was did. Fire. Plus, you had fucking Thursday and Friday off.
I had 2 days off.
In a row?
Yeah.
Damn. It's not even the weekend.
Nope.
You still got the whole weekend to do shit.
Oh, damn. Thanks for reminding me.
I know. What are you going to do?
So much.
You gotta do some tacos.
So much.
Make some street tacos.
Ooh, I might.
Dude, if you do, I'm coming over.
That sounds good.
Hey, if you make street tacos, I'm coming over, bro. Because you make the best street tacos, bro.
You know what's funny?
What?
Hold on. I hate when people say that, actually. You know what's funny?
Okay.
But I just said it.
Yeah.
So the other night, my daughter was telling me a story.
Oh, whoa, 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 whoa. You know what's funny, though?
Huh?
No, I don't know. Going
so I'm gonna try to remember where we left off here, but last night my daughter was telling me a story, and she started it with that. She's like, you know what's funny? She's like, it's really funny. And she told me some story, and it wasn't funny at all,
right?
And so I started laughing like hysterically,
mm-hmm.
like being a dick.
Yeah, she said, of course.
She said, you know what's really funny? Something really funny happened, and she told me a story, and I started laughing maniacally.
Yeah.
And she just stopped, and she got pissed. She's like, fine, I fucking won't tell you then.
Yeah.
And I was like, you said it was funny.
Yeah.
And so I laughed.
Yeah.
And so, and then I just said that to you.
It's yeah.
fucked up.
But I didn't treat you like a dick, though. I just. Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah.
The other day, my mom messaged.
Asked about me?
Yeah. What's up with Graham?
Where's he at? Where's that cake at?
She's like, where's Greg at? I missed that cake ass.
Yeah.
And she's I like them tits. That's inappropriate.
Yeah. Let me see them tits again.
She's like, I can't get him off my mind. Those baby blues.
Those baby blues and that cake ass.
Those nice plump tits.
Yeah, dude, your mom has something about these tits, dude. She really motorboats the fuck out of them.
I bet.
Yeah, she's like, you old motorboat, so bitch, you.
I bet. I'm going to play her this clip.
Yeah.
So yes.
This is what you're missing every week. That's why you're blocked.
That's why you're blocked, goddammit. Okay, so I was a douche to my daughter because she
said, of course, you should be.
You want to hear something really funny?
Yeah. Yeah. Are you a comedian?
Like, when are you going to start telling the funny story?
Right. Which daughter?
Shelby.
Okay.
The older one. And so I felt bad because she just shut me down. She's like, fine, I won't fucking talk then.
Right, right.
And I was like, no, tell me your story. I'm just kidding. And then she started again. I started laughing again. Anyway. So
it's perfect.
Yeah. So the other day.
You could go no further and it'd be the best story ever already.
Yeah. The other day, my mom was like, hey, where's the best place to get street tacos?
Oh, yeah.
And I was like, oh, shit.
Yeah.
I know a place.
Right, of course.
I said Garcia Street Tacos.
Number one sponsor of Jeff and Greg podcast.
Yeah.
Yep.
Number one sponsor of our podcast, the best street tacos you can get your hands on.
Hands down.
Everything about that place is top notch.
The people, the food, the atmosphere.
Yeah.
The great
food.
The fuck. Hey, double back to the food.
Yeah.
Yeah. Bria, everything. Dude. Yeah,
right.
So good.
So then my mom messaged me the next day. She's like, I went to Garcia's. I wasn't impressed.
Right.
I was like, what?
I saw that comment.
And then she said, yours are much better. And I was like, oh, come on.
Yeah.
That's just my mom being nice.
Yeah.
And I still believe that. It's just my mom being nice because Garcia's beats the fuck out of my tacos.
Oh, yeah. Hands down.
Hands You're like, down. Yeah, yours are garbage dog shit.
Yeah. Yours are a close 22nd, but.
I'll take that.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know?
Right behind Garcia's. And like every other fast food chain
Taco
in town.
Bell.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, way behind Taco
Fiesta
Bell.
Fiesta Ole.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Boom, way up
here.
Yeah. Taco John's even.
Taco John's.
I can't fuck with Taco John's breakfast burritos. That country burrito.
Nah, dude, I found something better already.
What?
Yep.
Maverick?
Yep, Maverick chorizo burritos, baby. So much better.
Except they're $17.99 each.
God, they're so expensive. God. But so are Taco John's. Taco John's are that expensive.
No. It's like $3.80 for one.
Oh, wow. You're really fucking price gouging. You're like, $3.80 or $3.89. Which one? Anyway, man.
I love breakfast burritos.
You know who makes a mean breakfast burrito?
Alberto's.
No, your mom.
My mom doesn't do breakfast burritos, man.
For you.
I guess I haven't stayed the night in a while.
Yeah, lots changed, homie.
I guess I haven't slept at my mom's house in a while.
You know where I met your mom at?
Oh, shit.
Farmers Only.
Two questions.
Christian Mingle, I mean.
But, okay.
Yeah, that, it makes more
that
sense.
That makes a little more sense.
Christian
Farmers
Mingle.
Only.
Christian
After Mingle. You watched Yellowstone. Everyone's on Farmers Only after Yellowstone came out.
Right, right.
Fucking even I am.
Yeah, you're like, oh, what's up?
I'm looking
Swipe
for
left,
a
baby.
John Dutton right now, bro.
Yeah. Hell yeah. We need to watch that show.
Yeah, you do.
What is it even on? I don't even know. We'll talk about that later. Who fucking cares?
I'll let you know.
Like, it makes good pod. Yeah. Like, oh, you guys are fucking idiots. What?
Just thinking about Yellowstone.
So what'd you get up to this on your 2 days off?
You know what? I did that thing. I did the classic move
mm-hmm.
that everyone does when they get a couple of days off during
right.
the week. I had all these plans, dude.
And you wake up early.
I
refreshed,
had,
energized.
I had so many plans. And
7 hours of sleep. You look at your watch. You're like, damn, I got 7.5 hours.
Wow.
All right. Okay. I'm still up at 5:47, but that's all right.
I had all these plans, bro. I was like, I'm going to do this and this
right.
and this and this and this.
Mm-hmm.
The first day, I did none of it.
Right.
Nothing that I had thought I was going to get done.
Yeah.
You know?
On your list, you're like, okay, I'm going to start here, and then I'll lead into this,
yeah.
and I'll get it all done.
Yeah.
Let's wrap it all up.
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
So the Thursday,
mm-hmm.
I did none of it.
Right.
I took the kids to school.
Right. And then you're like, all right, it's time to get
Instead
it.
Of making them ride the bus,
yeah.
I was
yeah.
like, yo, dad's home. Let me take you to school.
Yeah. Put those fucking blankets somewhere else. You don't need them.
Oh, they still use
them. Oh, did they? Oh, okay, yeah. cool. Because that's a thing now.
Yeah. I even picked up friends from the bus stop and took them to school.
And they
too.
Had blankets too?
Oh, yeah. Everyone's blanketed up.
Yeah. Cool. Sweet. The gayest thing ever.
Yeah.
Go on.
Hey, remember that coat we bought? We yeah. bought you that coat yeah. once.
Right.
And you're wearing a
nah, fuck that.
Fucking blanket.
Mm-hmm.
You're wrapped in a goddamn blanket.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm. Sweet.
Yeah.
Sweet.
So took the kids to school.
Mm-hmm. Picked up their friends from the bus stop.
Yeah.
Right.
Took Go them on. To school yep. as well.
Yep, that's gay.
I will admit I did go
to Taco John's.
No, I should have.
Wow. It was intense.
Yeah. I should have.
Right, but you
Why didn't I go
didn't.
Get a breakfast burrito? I didn't.
You didn't.
I went hungry.
Mm-hmm.
the first day, I'm going to admit I did stalk the driver that was covering my route.
Right.
Yeah, I just wanted to feel him out.
How good is he?
They were like, what's up, baby?
What'd that mouth do?
I cut him off. I wore a mask.
Pull out your Johnson.
I pulled him out of the truck with a mask on. Yeah. And I was like, eat my dick. And he's like, I'm not the regular driver. I was like, you'll never be the regular.
Shit. Like, so you stalked him.
He's like, there's some bitch rubbing their clit on my mouth.
I kind of liked it.
Like, that's my fat dick, bro. Wait.
Bro.
Anyway, I stalked the driver that was covering my route. I just wanted to fill him out, you know?
Yeah, I guess.
And I was thinking, yeah, bitch, you're like an hour behind where I'd be right now.
Yeah.
You bitch.
Right. It's probably your boss. He's like, I had paperwork to do in the office.
I started late. Yeah. I don't mind coming in late.
Yeah. Right.
Anyway.
Go on.
And then I had all these high hopes of shit I was going to do at home. Right. And all these things. I was got some wood projects I was going to do and work on and start.
Right.
Start up.
Right. But then you realized, like, I'll never get this done today.
I was like, oh, there's not enough time in the day now. It's almost noon.
It's almost noon. I can't get this all done in one day now.
Yeah.
God damn it.
So I scrubbed that.
Yeah.
Scrubbed it.
Scrubbed all the wood projects.
It's like a NASA launch, but the weather came in. I was like, oh, no. I'm going to try this again tomorrow.
Oh, shit.
Clouds blew in.
The clouds blew in. Like, nope.
Nope.
Not looking good today. No.
Yeah, so I fucking laid on my bed and watched TikTok for 4.5 hours.
Right. Instead. Put that track lighting in. I could put that track lighting in. Yeah.
I did do that.
You know what's going to. You know what the track lighting needs? I need to put some tint on it. Yeah. I need to dim these lights. Uh-huh. There's too many lights on here.
Yeah.
I don't know why I put this on the wish list.
But it looks good in here, right?
It does. It really does. Yeah. It's bright as fuck.
Yeah, man.
It really lights up the room. Mm-hmm. It's like, for the casting couch, it's perfect. Perfect lighting.
Working on a sign for that, by the way.
I'm excited.
Yeah. Anyway, so my first day of having some time off.
Oh, relaxing. Let's call it what it is. Relax time.
I relaxed.
Relax time. You need it.
You know what it was?
Me time.
Me time.
I like it.
Yeah.
Right.
I took some me time.
That's perfect.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
And then today,
mm-hmm.
It was pretty much the same. It was pretty much the same mm-hmm. thing. You know, I started out taking the kids to school.
5:47 rolls around, you wake up.
Woke up at 5:47 mm-hmm. on a fucking day off.
Didn't see your shadow.
Right.
Right.
Damn. Right. Exactly.
Right. 6 more weeks of work. At least.
Oh, man.
Yep.
No, I have a vacation in a month. Right. A whole week off.
A whole week?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Oh, wow.
When are you going to Tasmania?
You're like, I have that every other month. Cool.
I remember my first week off.
Yeah, we're going to Tasmania. Tasmania. Yeah, man.
You see the Tasmanian devils?
We're taking a train to Tasmania.
A train?
Yeah. I don't even know where that is.
I don't think you can take a train to Tasmania.
Most of the way you can.
You're like, I don't even know where that is, but then you're like, most of the way you can.
We're going on a ship that has a train on it that goes in a circle.
Just goes in a circle around the cruise ship.
Yeah.
You're like, oh, this is pretty cool. Everybody's just getting sick towards the end, like, whoa.
No, so today I had the day off today also. I did the same thing, took the kids to school.
Mm-hmm.
I went and picked up some energy drinks.
Go on.
Because they finally got delivered
today. Perfect.
Finally.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then I...
You got some of that peachy keen?
I did, yeah, man. And then I went and got the oil changed. You know, had some lunch, hung out a little bit. Yeah, it was a good day. Good, nice, relaxing day.
That is a good, nice, relaxing day. That's what you did today?
Mm-hmm.
Did you get anything you were planned, you wanted it done?
Yeah, I did some wood projects in the garage a little bit. Did some things I wanted to get done.
You build those steps?
There's no steps to build, dog.
Oh, yeah.
The steps have been built.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Finally got those done, huh?
That barn door, though?
Yeah.
That's still a work in progress. It's still in the planning stages.
Yeah. The blueprints are being drawn up.
Yeah.
Right.
Until I whittle it down to a one-day project. Then it's just...
You're like, what can I shave off? It's like a nice barn door, and you're just shaving shit off, and so you can save time.
I'm like, maybe I don't lacquer it.
Maybe I don't
Let's
etch
not
any.
Let the.
I'm not etching anything.
I'm
into
shaving
these.
Steps off. Yeah.
Maybe I just do one flat of wood.
Nah.
I don't know if that looks like a barn door anymore, though.
Maybe I'll cover half of it with a curtain.
Maybe I'll just buy a door and put it up.
Maybe I'll just burn the house down. Yeah.
That's a good idea.
One of these days, bro, it's going to be there. You're going to be like, oh, shit.
Like, oh, damn, I can actually use this bathroom now. Nice.
You can always use the bathroom.
Never. Not when the girls are here. I'm not going anywhere near
Every other week, you're afraid to go to the bathroom in my basement.
I'm not going in there, man. It's too awkward.
I don't know what you're afraid you're going to run into. My daughter's, like, taking a dump in there. Ugh.
I think last week they had their boyfriends in there.
No, they did not.
Some shit like that.
Actually, nobody was here.
Oh.
They didn't. There's no boys allowed.
Really?
The boys aren't even allowed to go downstairs.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
That's a smart idea.
Unless I'm down here, too.
In the podcast room, not paying attention to anything going on in there?
You know what?
I bought
a bunch of new cameras.
You got new cameras for what?
Surveillance. My house is camered up now, bro.
Really? Yeah. What do you use, Ring for that?
We have a Ring camera out
front. I know that, but you just added...
The Blink cameras are all up in the house
now.
You
have Blink cameras?
Blink. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Everything is blinked surveilled.
Up, even now. In the girls' room?
No. I stopped... The bedrooms are off limits,
right.
But all the common areas are surveilled heavily.
Really?
Yeah.
Fucking really?
Yeah. Yeah. You want proof?
I no longer feel safe in your own house.
You don't feel safe?
I feel like I'm being surveilled.
You are, when you're not in a bathroom or a bedroom. There's the kitchen. Look. Looks like someone's making slime right now.
Wow. I can't believe you guys got cameras everywhere.
There's the front door.
Where did you guys even put those at?
Oh, that's not it. Got one in the basement right now.
Was that a professionally done? Do you have somebody come in and do that?
There's the podcast room door.
Okay, I get it. Did you do that, or did you have somebody else
do it? Yeah, I did it.
No wonder it looks so shoddy.
You cunt.
That's the shoddiest fucking camera work I've ever seen.
It's professional.
I can't believe you got cameras in your own house now.
Of course I do.
What, are you afraid somebody's going to come rob you?
No.
You just want to, like, go back and catch people fucking? Like, what's going on in here when we're not here?
No. Yeah. They're not always recording. They get armed when we leave.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
But you could just tune in anytime, and they'll be, like, recording or not saving, though.
Right.
Well, that's kind of cool.
Yeah, so we can be like, what's happening right now? Like, we leave the house, and we can be like, oh, what's happening?
Right. That's cool.
Mm-hmm.
And it's called Bling, huh?
Blink.
It's called Bing?
Blink.
Bing. Remember Bing? They're doing security now.
Pam?
Huh? Are you saying Pam or Pan?
Pan.
I think I can help you with your old Pan.
You sound really stupid right now.
Oh, shit, dude. So Bing, huh?
Blink. Blink.
Oh, Blink. Yeah.
Not Bling. Not Bling.
Did you say Blunt?
Yes. We got blunt cameras.
They just
sense people really just fucking taking it to the head.
They don't fucking actually record anything. They're just smoking weed all day.
They just blow smoke out of them, actually.
It smells like weed in here. It's weird.
Oh, that's our blunt cameras, or whatever you call them.
Endorsed by Snoop Dogg and Dre.
Yeah.
Oh, shit. So what's up, man? What are you looking up something? Buongiorno. What are you? What is that? Was weird.
Well, we're just speaking of our fucking cameras. And
yeah.
Some strange person just came to our front door.
I said buongiorno. Buongiorno.
Yeah, they're delivering French food.
Oui, oui, buongiorno.
Someone ordered some fucking food.
They ordered fucking DiGiorno's. Hey, you have to cook these still. Cool, thank you.
They picked them up at Walgreens. It's already thawed out.
We just brought them from our house. Our freezer broke. Can you cook these for us? Buongiorno.
That's the next fucking food delivery thing. It's just people bring you leftovers. They're leftovers.
Hey, can you heat this up for us? Our microwave went out.
Like, we made lasagna last Wednesday.
That chest to eat it all.
Finish it. Do y'all want this shit?
Last Wednesday. Oh shit, dude. Oh fuck.
Oh,
that's fucking hilarious.
GD,
GD, baby. Jesus H.
You're rubbing your eyes like pretty heavily.
Yeah, dude. I got.
Did you not get 7 hours and 14 minutes of sleep?
No, I got some dust in my eyes. All.
No, it's probably from these shot glasses. I haven't rinsed them.
You haven't rinsed those shot glasses out for a while?
Yeah.
Yeah, dude. You were moving them around right now, and I was like, ah, fuck. Got some dust in my eye.
Kicking up some dust.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, man.
Damn. GD.
Yeah, GD. Yeah. So what's going on, man? What else is with popping me? Up? Yeah, what's popping, bro?
What is popping? Let's see here, dude. Not a fucking thing in my life, bro. It's just a business as usual.
Same old shit.
I get off work. And then I...
and then a really long pause.
Then I wish I was back at work.
I get off work.
Then I'm like, why am I not back at work? I wish I was at work. Yeah. Yeah, nothing much, man. Just been working and hanging out at home, man. My son's birthday was last week. That was fun.
American dream.
Yeah. But I think we talked about that last week already. So nothing really new on my home front.
Did you get him a hooker for his birthday?
He's not old enough yet, I think.
When's the proper age for a hooker?
I would say
14.
Yeah, 14 is about right.
Yeah.
Because he's 13 right now. One more year.
He's not quite ready for a full-on.
I bought him a crossbow, though. You know, and I told him when he's able to pull that fucking string back, then we'll start talking about hookers.
Okay.
You know? Every time I picture anything like hookers, I always go back to Game of Thrones with Joffrey and when Peter Dinklage got that hooker for him and he just kills him.
Yeah.
With a fucking crossbow.
Okay, yeah.
That's where I was going with that. Game of Thrones reference.
Well, kudos.
GD.
People should kill more hookers with crossbows.
Dude, you know what? I think people should kill more people with crossbows in general. Just
period.
Yeah, done deal. Yeah. The next serial killer we hear about is just a crossbow killer.
I used to have a crossbow.
Shut the fuck up.
I did.
Oh, you fucking Daryl from fucking...
Yeah, it had like a fucking...
Walking Dead.
A pistol grip and everything.
Oh, it did? Yeah, it had a pistol grip.
Yeah.
You fucking polish it up every day. I'm like, check this out. I got a fucking crossbow with a fucking pistol grip.
No.
And everybody's like, yo, you're a fucking bitch.
I didn't wield it.
didn't wield it.
Sounds like someone's herding cattle across my fucking kitchen right now.
I think you're right.
Jesus.
H.
That's probably one dog.
GD.
GD. GD. Hey, Greg, have you ever heard of... Have you ever heard of Snoop Dogg?
No.
No, I was just wondering if I did a show with him, if you'd be interested in buying tickets.
I wouldn't be at all.
No, anyway.
So, you ever heard of Papa Roach?
Uh-uh.
Got my life. Anyway, go on. What's going on with you? Let's go back to you.
Me?
Because you're way more interesting than me.
I don't think so.
So what?
Nothing, man. Nothing's going on at all.
Well, that was fast. Yeah.
No, ask your question. I'll ask it different.
Okay.
Answer it differently.
Okay. Hey, man.
What's up, bro?
What's new in the world of GF?
Oh, God. So much, right?
So much. So much stuff, yeah.
So much, man.
Didn't you win $1 million on a scratch ticket? And then you lost the scratch ticket.
$750,000.
Yeah. But you lost it, right?
Yeah, I lost it.
In a tragic
helicopter accident.
Yeah. Hey. You got sucked up into the blades?
Yeah, well, what's funny is I was at the mall,
mm-hmm.
and there was a huge melee fight.
At the mall?
Broke out, yeah.
Okay.
And someone needed a life flight right as I was scratching my scratch ticket.
Yeah.
And the helicopter comes down,
right.
And I was like, yeah, save those guys, but let me finish this. Like, you guys got this, right? And I'm scratching my ticket, and the helicopter comes down. And
like, we could use a hand here.
And I was like, oh, my God, I just won $750,000. And then the ticket sucked right out of my hands.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, it serves you right, you piece of shit.
Tragic.
As he fucking flew off.
It's like, if you would have started CPR an hour ago.
He would have lived.
Yeah. No, man, nothing's going on. For real.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah. So, but last weekend was the Super Bowl.
Yep.
The big sports game.
I totally guessed the winners.
Did you?
Yep. And the point spread and everything.
Wow, you should have put money down on it.
I did.
How much did you win?
A lot of money. A lot. I forgot to mention it earlier, but I won a lot of money.
Really?
Yeah, when the Raiders won that shit, I was like, damn shit. I think it was, they were up 20-7. What is going on?
I think that you don't know what you're talking about.
No. I think a Rams against the Cincinnati Bengals, 23-20. I didn't guess anything. I didn't even watch it.
That's more.
Didn't watch shit, but I heard about it. Did you watch the halftime show?
Fuck yeah, I did.
Yeah. I heard it was really dumb.
Told you that?
I heard Dre was on it, and Eminem, and Snoop Dogg, of all people. And some guy named T-Loc was on it.
What?
Yeah.
Did you just make that up? T-Loc? Yeah, there was no T-Loc there. Actually, it was
would you say it was?
It was the bee's knees.
Would you say it was tits? Oh,
everybody he's showing me is tits right now. And
are they everything you thought they would be?
And some.
Nice.
Yeah.
I'm proud of these tits.
They're better than any breasts I've ever seen.
Thank you.
Ever in my life.
Give me a second. It means so much to me.
Anyway, yeah, man, I watched the Super Bowl,
right.
The halftime show. It was goddamn epic.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I heard T-Loc set it off.
Oh, T-Loc was...
When I say T-Loc, I mean 50 Cent.
Oh.
Yeah.
I didn't... You must know him personally, then.
That's his nickname in high school.
Guys called him T-Loc?
T-Loc. He wore compression socks all the way up to his knees.
He had the gout? In high school?
He still does.
Jesus Christ. GD. Curtis had the gout, huh?
Yeah, Curtis.
And you called him
Curtis. Yeah, dude.
When did he switch to 50 Cent?
Oh, when he got big. He got big. Yeah. Yeah. I think it was after he got shot 5 times in the chest.
In the face.
Did he really get shot in the face?
Yeah, his grill, his whole shit is all fake.
What?
His teeth, all that. All damn. That pretty smile he's got is...
How the fuck did he live through that?
I don't know, man.
I bet it was... Dude, if they did a documentary on him, I bet it'd be crazy.
I'm sure there's one out there.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
I think actually there was a feature movie made about him.
What? What was it called? 8 Mile?
Yeah, I think that was the one.
I'm going to lose myself. In
yeah, that was 50.
Yeah.
50 Cent. It was like Get Rich or Die Trying or some shit. There was spaghetti. A movie. There was a movie they made about 50 Cent.
Yeah.
There was. Anyway, the halftime show was pretty tits.
Yeah, that's not what I heard, awesome. But yeah, that's cool.
Who did you hear that it wasn't?
Shaw.
Someone over 40?
Shaw was like, ugh, this 7? Is dumb. Shaw hyphen Marie.
Really?
Yeah, she said it wasn't that good.
Well,
she said it was like, eh, it was mediocre.
Those young bucks don't know.
I know. I tried to tell her.
They just don't know.
Yeah.
You know what I did notice?
So you really liked it, though?
Yeah, of course I did.
What was your favorite part of
it?
It
was my childhood.
What was your favorite part?
Of what?
Of the halftime show.
All of it.
What was your... Dude, you have to have a standout part. Whose verse? What verse? What dude?
No, well, okay. It really doesn't have anything to do with their verse
mm-hmm.
and all that.
Just the fact, Mom, spaghetti.
Just the fact that they were all together on the world stage like that was epic.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did they have a song together that they come out with?
Yeah. Yeah, man.
What was it?
They did Forgot About Dre. They did like all their fucking they did like little snippets of their big hits.
Yeah.
From the day. It was pretty epic seeing them out there just doing their thing. But you know what I was thinking?
Mm-hmm.
You know, for everybody that had something negative to say about it.
Me.
But you didn't watch it.
You didn't watch enough. I tuned in for that.
But I challenge anyone in the world
mm-hmm.
to come up with any artists
mm-hmm.
that are more influential.
The Beatles.
That have crossed
Elvis.
More generations.
Oh, Elvis.
And touched more
Elvis.
Age groups.
Oh, Michael Jackson. He touched a lot of ages. Whew.
It's inappropriate.
So many.
But you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
They came out in like the early 90s.
Mm-hmm.
Dre and Snoop and all
right,
that.
Right.
That whole movement started in like 93.
Yeah.
But from 93 until all the way until now, there's never been a period of time where they weren't the shit. You know, they never fell off. Like if someone ever in that whole time frame said there's a new Dre song or new Snoop or new Eminem, everyone wanted it.
I bet Dre fell off after 2001 Chronic.
No.
Because he hasn't really come up with shit after that.
Actually, he has a lot. But he also teased a new album for like the last 22 years. And everyone's always on the edge of their seats like, oh shit, is it now?
No.
Is it now?
Nobody's
is
on the edge now? Of it. Let's come on, let's be real. You're the only one on the edge of your seat for that dude. Shit. You're like, oh my God, Dre!
They've been calling it Dre's Detox album coming out for like the last 24 years. And
right.
Everyone's always like, is it now? Is it this year? And they keep putting out teasers all the time, and everyone's like, oh, shit.
That was dumb.
And it doesn't come out.
And they're like, that was dumb. Like, don't do it. Don't put it out.
No. Actually, Dre released a bunch of new music this year.
Yeah.
On the Grand Theft Auto game. And it's been, like, this huge deal. It's pretty cool. They released it on the game.
Yeah, I've never heard of it.
Out of touch, ass bitch.
Out of touch?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
No, man.
Mr. Gamer fucking boy.
You know, if Metallica came out with a bunch of music right now.
No one would give a fuck about it.
Nah, dude. It changed the world, bro.
Six fucking guys that listen to K-Bear would be like, yeah,
Bill cool. and Ted. Bill and Ted. Wild Stallions. They came out with some shit right now. It changed the world.
I don't know, man.
Dre. Mr. Dre.
He's got to be like
that. He's not a doctor. He's not even a doctor. He's
not even a real doctor, man.
No, you're probably right, though. They're probably like some of the most influential. Look,
I mean, for real, though, you can't think of anyone that's been like top of the world from like 93 until now.
I mean, come on, let's be real. There's not just that genre. I mean, there's...
No,
Michael Jackson was probably famous longer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But that's...
He died, yeah, but if he's still influential.
But I'm saying that's Michael Jackson. But there's nobody else.
Yeah, there is.
Who?
The Beatles.
No. Nobody Elvis. Fucking cares about the Beatles.
There's a lot. Dude, there's a lot of people that care about the Beatles. I hate...
I'm talking about... I'm using hate
here. The Beatles here.
I know. I'm talking about crossing...
They are influential as fuck.
No, they're not. I'm talking about crossing, like, generations.
Yeah, they do.
No.
Yeah.
No.
There's a lot of people that still listen to the Beatles.
People that grew up in the 60s fucking love the Beatles, and they tried to talk their kids into liking it, and their kids are all like, yeah, the Beatles are cool. But nobody really gives a fuck about the Beatles.
That's pretty.
Except for old ass fucking people. No young people do, like, for real. Except unless their parents, like, were like, you fucking should love the Beatles.
Dude, I feel like that's the same argument can be made against Dre and all them.
No. No.
Yeah, I feel like that's the same argument.
No.
Dude, yeah. You're like, oh, my mom and dad listen to it, so I have to like it.
No.
No?
No way.
Okay. That's how it's so generational, though. So their parents are showing their kids, and their kids are showing their kids, right? Well, it's actually probably, what, two generations? Let's be real, right? Because unless they're...
Almost three.
Unless your... What, your kids are pregnant?
They better fucking not be.
I thought you were going to go a different direction. Like, yeah. No, yeah, though. I get it. Damn, you're taking the fucking watch off and everything, huh? Winding that fist up. What's the...
Taking the smart watch off, bro.
Getting it fucking loose.
Loosen up my left.
Dude. Yeah, dude, I get it. I would say there are some influential people out there that are still multi-generational, even if you don't want to admit it or not.
But they can't compare to Dr. Dre, Snoop Dogg, and Eminem.
For you.
No! Who? Who?
I just named like four people. You can't say
the Beatles. They're from the fucking 60s, and nobody cares about them.
Really?
Hold on.
Nobody cares.
They don't still exist.
In your circle.
But no, they don't still exist.
Okay.
The Beatles don't exist anymore.
But they're still cross-generational.
But they don't exist anymore.
They're still cross-generational.
You can't count the old shit. I'm saying if Dre and Snoop and Eminem come up with new music today, they still would sell, they'd still be platinum records.
Well, Eminem is still proving that.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know about Dre. Or Snoop.
Yes.
When was the last time Snoop came out with anything besides a Christmas album?
Dude, he had a new album come out like 2 weeks ago.
Really? What was it? A Christmas album?
No.
Thanksgiving album?
There's a song on there called Big Subwoofer, and it's like probably the number two song in the fucking world.
Let's be real. It's number two song in hip hop.
No.
It's not Billboard number two song in the world.
Probably.
Probably.
Yeah.
Okay. Sweet.
Dude, they just fucking played the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's awesome. I'm not saying they're not good for some people, but
I'm saying name someone bigger.
Michael Jackson.
That's still alive and still making music and still relevant. There's nobody.
He faked his own death. Tupac. I don't know, man.
There's nobody in any genre of music that is like...
That's debatable.
Stand the test of time like that. Nobody.
You don't think anybody, huh?
No, none. Nothing.
I mean, I can name a couple people.
Who was huge in the early 90s?
Tiesto.
That was still huge in the early 2000s and is still huge now.
Tiesto.
Nobody. Fucking Tiesto.
Armin van Buuren.
Nickelback.
David Guetta.
Fucking not even nobody.
I just named four people.
They're DJ from Khaled. Like the last 7 years.
But Tiesto is not from the last 7 years. Yeah, dude, that fool was out in the 70s. That fool was fool's been around forever, dude.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Anyway. What about Armin?
What, who?
Jesus
Christ. Armin? Christ. You just proved...
Armin Van Buuren, bro.
I've never heard that name in my life.
See? Different genres. That just shows you how close-minded you are, bro. You only listen to one genre of music.
No, I don't.
Yeah, you do.
Absolutely not.
Name another genre. R&B.
All of
hip-hop. Is there more than that? Nah. Country.
Hold on.
Yeah.
Is there more than 90s R&B and hip hop? I don't think
there's
so.
There's a lot more.
There's a time when 90s country was popping.
Was there?
I don't think there's anything else.
I don't think 90s country was ever popping.
Oh, it was.
I don't think country was
way
ever
down
popping.
Yonder in the Chattahoochee. Are you kidding me, bro?
Yeah, dude, I hope you are. Holy shit.
Have you ever heard of Garth Brooks? Huh?
Who? Garth who?
Garth fucking Brooks.
Okay, now we're talking.
Fucking Brooks.
You know? Hey, that's a guy that's pretty...
Tim McGraw.
Hey, dude. Okay. He's been around for a minute.
Right.
He's still alive.
Right.
Still writing music.
True. Yeah.
There's a lot of people that would still be like, oh, shit.
Mm-hmm. You're right.
That's one person. You named him. I totally forgot about him. I wrote him off. I thought he died.
Yeah. You're right.
You win that. You won. You beat your own argument.
You know? I beat myself at my game.
How'd you do that? That's crazy.
I would say Garth Brooks transcends. Yeah. Probably, yeah.
Yeah, you're right.
He probably
Garth Brooks does. I don't know. Who else? It's probably country that would be the others, the second. Yeah. I don't feel like there's... Rock is good, but I don't feel like there's a lot of bands in there that are still like...
The only thing I can think of is like Metallica been around.
Dude, there's a lot of Metallica heads out there, but they're not really writing music anymore, man.
See, they're not doing it.
They're not doing it anymore. I think like Aerosmith's not doing it anymore. Guns N' Roses, I think they've been fucking teasing an album for a long time, but fucking it's Guns N' Roses. Man. What was the last good song they had? November Rain? It was an 11-minute song. That was a good song, though. But anyway, man, yeah, there's not a lot. There's not a lot out there that transcend it, that are still alive. You know, if Michael Jackson was out or still alive, he'd probably...
Yeah.
He could compete with that. Yeah. There's just not...
I was just thinking about it. I couldn't think of anyone bigger than
that. A trio, too, though. That's a good trio because there's not a lot of trios out there.
Yeah.
Yeah. And they do transcend, you know, because there's a lot of people that listen to that.
So there was a story that I thought of that sort of went along with this, like this whole idea that I had, like, because obviously it was our age group. Like we came up when those guys were doing their thing.
Right.
The biggest things in the world.
Yeah.
And then, like, you know, if some of us, our kids are into it too. But the thing that made me think of this the most is growing up, my dad
was really into hip hop.
Was not at all into hip hop at all.
Mm-hmm.
Rap was like, he was that guy that's like, what the fuck are you listening to? He'd call it crap music, you know? It was not a thing.
Yeah.
But about like 10, 11 years ago, some 12 years ago maybe, I don't remember.
Who caved?
No, I was at my dad's house.
And he was listening to something.
He was built, I was helping him build a deck on the back of his house.
Yeah, he was listening to 69.
Lil Wayne. He was listening to Two Live Crew Fuck Shop. And I was like, what?
He was listening to 6ix9ine.
He was listening to Kashi 6ix9ine. No, I was helping
damn! This shit's lit!
I was helping my dad build a deck.
You roll into a trap house.
All these fucking hoes come out.
Like, damn, Pops! Smells like fucking rotten fish up in this bitch.
He's shooting a rap video. There's all these.
Help me build this deck.
Video hoes out here just like shaking their tits and stuff.
His wife's like, his house. His wife is in the house, AKA like watching out.
Mom. That was my mom.
Okay.
Anyway, so I'm helping my dad build this deck, big old fucking deck on the back of their house.
Right.
And this is back in the day when you had an iPod. You didn't have a smartphone and, like, you didn't have Pandora and all these things. Oh, right,
right. Spotify wasn't there.
It wasn't a thing.
Right, right.
You had to, like, get on your computer and buy music and download it.
Yeah.
And fucking put it on your iPod.
That's a long time ago.
Like, you had to have music on your MP3 player.
11 years ago was fucking that long ago? Jesus Christ.
Yeah, man.
We didn't have shit back in the day.
I'm trying to think because...
Some people still rock CD players.
It was before I got married, and because we used that deck like for our wedding.
Right, right.
And so it was before that.
Yeah.
Anyway, I was helping him build this deck, and we're out there. My dad had his iPod Mini, you know, plugged in with an aux cord to some kind of a little stereo setup. And we're listening to my dad's music. You know, it's a lot of like Chicago and fucking Styx and
AC/DC.
You know.
Or is classics. He more of a mellow guy?
Probably a pretty good mix. I bet there's some AC/DC on there.
Some Metallica, some AC/DC, some Black Sabbath.
No, more mellow shit. More like Styx and Chicago and fucking Foreigner.
Oh, Foreigner's good.
You know, some good shit. Some
fucking Corey Hart.
Probably.
I wear my song. Some Return of the Mac?
No.
No? Don't Mac Morrison?
No.
Oh, yeah. Man of Poor Taste.
Yeah.
Book of Love, maybe.
Anyway, we're sitting there, you know. We're driving some screws. We're laying some boards. Doing some man shit out in the sun.
Mm-hmm.
Listening to my dad's iPod. And all of a sudden, this is when I realized that this music transcends generations.
Right.
Mind you, we're listening to his iPod.
Right.
This is music that he chose to put on his MP3 player.
Right, right, right.
This is not a random playlist.
Mm.
We're listening, you know, and it's like Chicago's blasting, you know, some...
Fuck Chicago, by the way.
Fuck you, by the way, for saying that.
Fuck Chicago.
Some Styx, you know, Domo Arigato, Mr. Roboto.
Okay.
Playing.
I can get down with that.
Yeah.
But fuck Chicago.
I don't agree.
Chicago. Because that's where they do a lot of butt fucking.
Agree.
Name a good song by Chicago.
You're lucky that I my mind is blank right now.
Wow.
They're all good.
Yeah. Okay. Go on.
Glory of Love.
Sing it.
For the glory of love.
Right. Okay.
So any song that you can think of from the Karate Kid soundtrack is from Chicago.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. They've just went up a few steps.
Okay.
All right,
so we're listening to that. We're listening to, let's say it's Glory of Love. Mm-hmm. We're listening to some Chicago, some Peter Cetera.
Okay.
All right. If you will.
All right.
All of a sudden, California Love comes on. California
Love. Did you look at your dad like, what?
It's Dr. Dre.
Did you stop Tupac. Whatever? Please tell me you stopped whatever.
Yep. That's the moment. That's when it happened. That's where we cut it off on accident. I hate it. I feel sorry about it. But I feel like since it ended so abruptly, I should give a shout out to our sponsors. Really quick, we've got Garcia Street Tacos. Everyone knows it's the best Mexican food you can get in town. We've got LGR Coffee. Check it out at lgrcoffee.com. Check out with the promo code Jeff and Greg for a discount. We got Arts Muffler, the oldest shop in town for all your automotive needs, not just your muffler. And yeah, thanks for sticking it out with us, everybody. And until next week, peace.